Well, now to something we are not seeing this week, panic in financial markets. That's because, for a change, Congress did not get into a fight with the White House over the debt ceiling. The Senate passed a bill yesterday that allows the government to borrow more money to pay its bills until next March. The House approved that plan earlier this week over the objections of many Republicans who wanted to get some concessions out of Democrats in exchange. But 28 Republicans, including House Speaker John Boehner, voted with the Democrats to approve the bill, and Tea Party activists are already calling for Boehner to lose his speakership. Joining us from his district in Texas is Republican Congressman Joe Barton. Congressman, why did you vote against the bill?
It's pretty straightforward. Suspending the debt ceiling doesn't do anything to solve the long-term problem and just basically gives the president and the Treasury Secretary not even a blank check. It just tells them they can go to the cash window and get as much money as they want for whatever reason they want, and they're not accountable for it. And I think that's wrong.
Why not fight, though, over what to spend money on in Congress instead of whether to pay for what the Congress has already authorized?
Well, I'm willing to do that too, but there's no accountability, and I don't know. Maybe I'm old-fashioned, but I just think that's wrong.
But aren't you worried about the prospect of a default if indeed your strategy had worked?
That's a false argument.
How is that a false
argument? That's a false argument. There's enough cash flow to pay all the current obligations that the federal government has to pay.
But if cuts were not made and you don't raise the debt ceiling, you would default.
No, we wouldn't. Mm-mm.
The Treasury Department has said by the end of the month
they'd
run out of the money to spend.
They've not told the truth. Okay? Default is a word that the people that don't want to address the problem use to scare the American people.
Do you think that John Boehner should lose his speakership over this?
Well, I voted for him to be speaker for this Congress, and I'm going to honor that commitment. You know, in terms of the next Congress, being speaker or being a member of the House of Representatives, for that matter, is not an entitlement. I have to win an election to continue to be the congressman for the 6th District of Texas. And should he want to be speaker, he'll have to win an election. Next, first win his election in Ohio to be a congressman, and then win an election amongst the Republicans, if we're still in the majority, to be speaker. And I think what he has done on this issue will be something that will be a part of the decision whether or not he should be speaker next time.
That doesn't sound like much of an endorsement.
I have told him that to his face. I don't envy the position that he's in, but had I been speaker, you know, I would have at least attempted to get some reforms, either specific reforms that began to reduce entitlement spending now, or if that didn't seem to be feasible, at least a process to begin what we call the regular order of trying to reconcile expected revenues with expected spending over time. It's called a reconciliation process. It's voluntary right now. It's not mandatory. I would have at least attempted to make that mandatory until we get this spending situation under control.
Are you worried that he's going to do a similar thing on other issues like immigration and rely on Democrats to pass bills that a majority of the Republicans in the House would not be in favor of?
I am not worried about that. He has said numerous times on that issue, the specific immigration issue, he's not, you know, going to bring the Senate bill up if it were ever to come over. He did issue a list of principles on immigration reform, and I was fine with those principles and the fact that they were out there for discussion. So, you know, I doubt that comprehensive immigration is going to be, I don't think the Senate will revise their bill, and I don't believe the House has enough time to come up with a comprehensive immigration bill in the remainder of this Congress.
Congressman, as you know, there are a lot of people who disagree with what you're saying, even within your own party, who think that the GOP made a big mistake in putting up all these fights over the debt ceiling and the government shutdown that we saw last year, and that it's hurt the party a lot, and that you should be more willing to work with Democrats on issues that you can work with Democrats on.
Well, I think you've got it reversed. The president is a Democrat, and the majority in the Senate is a Democrat. They're the ones that said they wouldn't negotiate. They're the ones that said, nope. And they talked about this clean debt ceiling. Well, the clean debt ceiling is really a dirty deal for the American people. And I don't think it's wrong to tell the truth to the American people. And the truth is that we're spending more than we're taking in, and it's getting worse, not better. And the sooner we begin to address that problem, the better off in the long term we'll be. I happen to believe that if you tell the truth to the American people, here's the problem, here's proposed solutions, now let's work together in a bipartisan fashion like you just alluded to, that we'll be fine politically.
You're facing a primary campaign against Frank Cushar in Texas. Are you the way you've said that a few times, are you worried about that? Is that going to be a tough race for you?
Well, you know, as I, you know, being a congressman is not an entitlement, and competition's a good thing. It's good for Ford and General Motors, and it's good for congressmen. So Mr. Cushar is running more against me than me against him, you know. But we're both trying to get the support of the Republican primary voters in the 6th District, and I'm hopeful that the voters of the 6th District will continue to support me.
Are you more worried about your primary race, though, than about the general election?
Well, that's worried is a relative term. You're always concerned, and I'm in my 15th term, but I do not consider the 6th District of Texas to be, quotation marks, my district. It is the district for the people of the 6th District, and my job is to do the best job I can and to explain what I do and how I vote. And in the previous 14 general elections, I have been successful, and I certainly hope and plan to be successful in this election.
Republican Congressman Joe Barton of Texas, thanks so much for joining us.
I appreciate being on your program.
Well, we're, of course, also keeping an eye on Sochi, and here's some news you don't have to turn your radio down for. Russian figure skater Evgeny Plyshenko has withdrawn from competition. The four-time medalist said he was injured in practice. He helped Russia win the team gold over the weekend, but he fell on a triple axel during warm-ups for the short program today, immediately grabbed his back. He was Russia's only man in the men's single for figure skating, so now the host country will have no finisher in that event. A big disappointment there for Russia. We'll keep watching all the news from Sochi for you here and now.